BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Can I do it again for a second day on Bangers? It's One Extra Live in Liverpool this weekend, so to celebrate, we have innuendo bingo with Yasmin Evans off of One Extra. Someone should have told her to take her shoes off. And Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You okay today?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you? How's the voice getting on?
Well, the voice is still a bit off, but I think the freshers flu is subsiding.
Yeah.
I just need the voice to come back now, and it's all going to be absolutely fine. So thank you to whatever freshers gave me that. I can't pinpoint it down to one university.
Or one person.
but I've done the classic when people get ill thing. So this morning I was in the shop buying kale, cucumber, celery, apples, limes, in the vain hope that that's going to actually do something for me. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
At some point.
Well, obviously, we've been DJing a load of freshers nights, but there will be freshers with freshers flu right now, yeah, in a similar position to you.
And I had to get, this is classic, got the blender out from under the sink. Because
right,
I so never use it.
That's back on, is
it's
it?
It's back on. So I bought all the fruit, all the veg today. So tomorrow, you just know I'm going to be firing.
I did wonder why you weren't joining me in lunch today. So this is it? It's the healthy yep, kick up the bum.
Yes, it certainly is. So today we've got Yasmin Evans from One Extra joining us for Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Now, Yasmin has done Innuendo Bingo before. Sometimes they run a competition on One Extra. And, well, the prizes sound pretty good.
But you have won, and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
And also, people seem to text the presenters all sorts of things on One Extra.
Shout out to Mark, nice designer watch as well. Lali sent in a picture of her ring, which looks absolutely massive.
There we are. So, One Extra, Yasmin Evans, Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Britney Spears is on Loose Women right now.
I mean, what must be going on? What must
know.
She be thinking?
I'm glad it's on with the sound turned down, I think. What's me asking her, do you think?
I don't know. And some of the stuff they cover on that show is very different to what she must be used to.
Do you know, I thought we got some great stuff out of Britney on the show last week. Stuff I've never heard her say before. She was up for a laugh. She even did her song lyrics to Scream and Shout in a Wakefield accent.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Britney! Yes, you've nailed Wakefield. And compared to what some people are asking her and the questions and answers that are happening, I think we did really well. I wanted to listen to what happened when Jonathan Ross asked her if she liked to cook.
I cook. I can. I like a lot of different rices. I like rice and jambalaya. Don't laugh! Oh, my God!
She said she was boring. What did you expect?
I like rice, I do. Yeah. That's my favourite thing.
I like rice.
I like different types of rice.
It's a bit like Demi Lovato. I like mugs. Anyway, God knows what she's saying on Loose Women right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Yasmin.
Hi.
I haven't seen Bridget Jones yet. Has anyone in here seen it?
No, I'm
not sure.
To see it.
Oh, do you want to see it?
I've read the book.
I don't know whether I want to or not.
Why?
I don't know. I like the song a lot. And I liked it the first couple, but I don't know whether I'm bothered anymore. When Absolutely Fabulous came out, I'm like, I don't care.
I thought you'd gone so random just then, but it's because of that song. I've just clocked.
It's in Bridget Jones.
Right, yeah. Got you.
Slowly but surely, Chris.
Indeed. Welcome along. What would you say he's dressed as today?
Well, I think it's a mouse.
Oh, right. We thought it was Rude Boy Rabbit.
It's not a rude boy rabbit.
It's not a rude boy rabbit, but I like the alliteration.
Indeed. Do you have a change of clothes?
This is what I'm wearing. I have an anorak.
Okay, good.
I'm nervous.
I can't believe you've never played this game before.
I've never played this game before.
Ridiculous.
And I'm also quite a spitty person.
Oh, excellent.
Like, just in general. Yeah, like, I spit when I speak.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really help when playing the game that your show's on One Extra at the same time as this one, I guess.
But we do magic here.
It's magic.
Yeah.
One Extra Live, this Saturday, Liverpool, it's big, right?
Huge. I'm really, really excited. We've got Stormzy, Craig David. Obviously, we had to bring Craig David along.
Obviously.
I think the only place Craig David hasn't been is my mum's house this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he popped in the other day, do you remember? And he was like, hi guys, just got some chocolate for you.
Yes.
And what was that?
I don't know.
Still don't really understand why that was, but he was holding a massive bar of chocolate. Mm.
It's a very odd situation.
He's just always here.
But he can pop in whenever he wants. That's what it feels like. He's got freedom.
He's got the keys to One Extra and Radio 1.
Yes. Yeah, he does. He does. So we're bringing him along. Damian Marley, Giggs, Lady Leisha, Sean Paul and Wretch 32, One Extra Live. We do it every single year. It's huge. We'll be at the Echo Arena in Liverpool and I'm very excited.
So you can hear it all on Radio 1 and One Extra, 7pm on Saturday.
Yes.
You can watch on the One Extra website, and then if you miss it, if you can't watch it at the time, there's going to be highlights on One Extra's YouTube channel all next week. So next chance to win tickets, because the tickets are all gone, they're all sold out. If you want to win some, you can get it this afternoon with Charlie Slough on One Extra from 4 o'clock, or tomorrow morning by listening to ADOT's Breakfast Show. Good.
That's
it. So, are you ready for Anina Bingo?
I'm scared.
Even though you've never been on it before, like played the game, you have appeared.
But you have won and you get to enjoy all the VIP-ness.
We play that one quite a lot.
I mean, did you not clock at the time?
Well, it's the ness of VIP. Yeah.
Like, it is.
Yeah.
When you're just enjoying all of it.
Right. More on this in just a minute. Bear in mind the water is freezing when it hits you, so please don't swear, but I know you're a radio professional. That won't happen to you.
Yeah. Why is it ice cold?
It's pretty cold. But when it first hits,
That's why he's wearing a thermal koala.
Yeah,
it's not
that's right.
It's just a onesie. You know, there's nothing much to it. Are we saying koala then? Is that what I'm wearing?
That's what
kooky,
it is now.
Kooky koala.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's wrong, Yasmin?
I'm pretty scared and my anorak won't fasten.
Yasmin's bought a coat. I said she should wear it around the other way, but then we realised that it would all gather in the hood.
Yeah. And that's no good in the hood.
Really no good in the hood.
Hang on.
Can't do your zip up.
Oh, you're having a mare, love.
I'm just going to hold it.
Hold it like that.
We're going to hold it together.
Oh, you look like you're cold and at a bus stop or something.
I'm really scared.
It's a bit like when I went on Britain's Got Talent Extra, whatever it's called, once, with Kerry Katona and her dress split during the ad break. And I had to get a bulldog clip and clip it together for her. No one knew any different. We don't have any bulldog clips here today, unfortunately, Yasmin.
No bulldog clops.
So, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
You ready?
You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. Yasmin's got a ill-fitting anorak that doesn't do up, and Chris is dressed as a kooky koala.
We think a koala.
Okay, let's do it.
It's time to witness the wetness.
Oh, no.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
You look so scared. It's just a bit of water.
What is the point of the bucket anyway?
No point.
It's for show. It wouldn't be the same game without this bucket.
It's because it started with the bucket back in the day, because people did used to spit in the bucket before they used to spit at each other.
Right.
And the bucket's just really just a fixture, really. You don't really need it.
It came from the old building as well. Started with the bucket. Now we're here.
Yeah.
Should we do this?
Let's do this. Loads of water, please, Yasmin. You know that he's quite sprayy. To warn you, but then you said you're quite a spitzy person, also. Oh, she is, she really is. Haven't even played a clip yet, she's going for it.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go. First, we're going over to Chris Evans on BBC Radio 2. Now, here, Chris Evans is talking to his guest, Annette Bardsley.
Oh,
wow, no hands, please. If it's gonna go anywhere, it's gonna go over him. Well, we haven't even started playing them yet. You weren't wrong, were you? Here's Annette Bardsley on Chris Evans, talking about some of the things that make Great Britain great.
We have a greater variety of apples in this country because of our climate. We can grow the Bramley apple for cooking. We grow cocks. Nobody can grow a cock like we can in Britain.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Talking, of course, about the wonderful British cocks, the apple. Yasmin, you do need to take your hands away from your face. Just let it all flood out. It's going to come out.
We grow cocks. Nobody can grow a cock like we can in Britain.
She's lost it already.
Hang out with yourself. Oh, no.
Do you know what it is?
What?
I'm snotting at the same time.
Oh, lush.
No.
Hi, boys.
I'm in it now.
Are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And now a favourite from last week, and it's BBC Six Music. The presenters over there, they just love new music. Yasmin, I know that you play a lot of new music on One Extra, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever get as excited as Sean Keaveney? It's quite astounding, this.
The song released last Friday. Ollie Bayston, of course, aka singer-songwriter, who is boxed in, essentially. And we're going to play this track from it, the album of the day, which you already know. Jizzed.
Sean there introducing Boxed In. and their new track called Gist.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Gist.
Gist.
More water, please. All right. Mm-hmm. All good over there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next, it's our Prime Minister, Theresa May, on Good Morning Britain. Now, Theresa May's been in the job for a couple of months.
Did you just wave at her? Waved at the camera. Our Prime Minister.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Theresa.
Like she's watching.
She might be.
I just on the wall.
Oh, come on.
What a mess.
I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you what, before we do the next clip, let's all wave at the camera to Theresa May. Hi, Theresa May.
It's like.
Yeah, welcome.
Okay.
Theresa's been in the job a couple of months now, but I worry that her mind has already started to wander.
Well, you have to rub it in to with the flour, so, and it's often easier actually if it's hard, you can get a good rubbing.
Oh. Talking about whether you should use soft or hard butter there when baking. He has his brilliant because it's so unpredictable when she's going to squirt. No, generally not after the clip.
Come on.
Like about
Scott,
like 10 seconds afterwards,
please.
You finally get it.
And it's often easier actually if it's hard. You can get a good rub.
And now it's over to Flog It on BBC Two.
Okay.
Now I don't know about you, but I thought the experts were there to value the antiques. Water, please.
I think I might need a tissue.
Oh, okay. We'll sort that out for you.
Would you mind just giving me a little bit of a hand and stretch it out slightly? And let's just see how big it actually is.
Yes. No? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Mm. It's probably better. Now we're going to the Ryder Cup on BBC Five Live. Why is it so funny to you? Oh. What's happening? She can't stop.
You right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Is it funnier than you thought it was going to be? Okay. Now, I don't know about you, but I...
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, that's what's happened. Water, please.
Oh, Chris's spit is dribbling off my forehead.
Ugh. I don't know about you, but
there's no point about designer rack.
Is it coming off? No. Okay. I find it really difficult to tell golfers apart, don't you?
Yes.
Mm. But this commentator here has a surefire way of identifying them every single time.
These two Americans look like twins. They're the same height, they've got the same facial hair, and obviously, you know, the same team clothing.
And one's about 50 yards longer than the other. That's any difference, Connor.
You would recognise their balls.
Stunned silence from Yasmin there.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I stopped this one too early.
You would recognise their balls, the golf balls.
There we are. Water, please. Ridiculous. Mm. Water.
You would recognise their balls.
Next, it's over to BBC Radio 4. And we're going over to Colin Jagger, who was the director of music at Portsmouth University. Again, Yasmin, big fan of music, right? So I think you'd be quite into this.
And I thought, that can't be what Sullivan wrote. And sure enough, when I looked in the autograph score in the Royal College of Music Library, it wasn't in E-flat, it was in D major. And then the keys work perfectly because he sets you up for D and he gives you D.
She's not happy.
She's just sort of...
She's not happy.
Sat there. Are you happy?
Stony silence.
And then the keys work perfectly because he sets you up for D and he gives you D.
Okay. Another one for you here, which I think you might like. Going back over to Flog It on BBC Two. and they're inspecting a beautiful silver bowl.
You look like everyone of those moments in your life where you're like, how's it come to this?
God. So they're inspecting a silver bowl on Flogget. Now, I think if I was the designer, I'd probably just put my initials on the bottom as well.
Everybody wants it. We look over and we've got the marks there. We've got a 90 mark, which just means it's 900 standard silver. And we've got two initials. We've got, it's not HM, it's WH. This is a Cantonese maker called Wang Hing.
I think that's your spit on my hand.
Probably.
And we're, of course, there talking about the famous Chinese silver makers, Wang Hing.
Wang Hing.
That's them.
I'm really sad.
Why are you sad? No, don't be sad. Don't walk away from here sad. What's up? Come on.
I'm completely soaking wet.
I know. That's the game. Right, one more for you.
Come on, one more.
Okay.
Finally, we're going over to Georgie Spanswick on... on BBC Radio Kent, of course. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Wang Hing.
Stop it. Oh my word, this has got out of control now. Oh wow. Water, please.
What are you doing?
I've never seen anyone have a breakdown like this on Indian Windows.
So sorry, Chris.
It's such a strange thing to
do. So sorry, Chris.
Oh no, are you broken?
Just one more to get through, yes? Georgie Spanswick on Radio Kent is she's doing a phone-in where people all over Kent text in to talk about their favourite roundabouts. Okay.
What was the point in that?
Sorry, that was... I just... Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a waterfall.
Come on. Now, I've never been to Dorking before. I'm trying to get to this. Come on, guys.
It's not even funny. It's Dorking is not even funny.
It's not. Anyway, favourite roundabouts of Dorking. I've not been to this one, but I'm going to visit.
And this is from Stuart. Stuart says, hi, Georgie. My hometown of Dorking is famous for its roundabout featuring a giant cock. My goodness. Look at that.
See, after all that, absolutely no point to it. And that was Yasmin Evans from One Extra Innuendo Bingo. And what a bingo it was. Thanks, love. Well, I think we've actually broken, and now she's got to go and do the rest of her show on One Extra.
Yeah.
If you could sum up how do you feel in three words?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Since we met her last week, it's kind of reignited my love of Britney Spears.
Yeah. Well, have you found that you've just been keeping an eye on everything that she's been doing at the moment? Because she's doing a big promo thing at the moment.
I'm obsessed with everything she's doing on TV in the UK right now.
Yeah.
Because she is killing it. I think she should only do TV here. So she's just been on Loose Women, chewing gum throughout. So she's talking to Ruth Langsford like, yeah, thanks, got gum in my mouth.
But she tries to entertain everything that Britain is about in the UK. So whenever we've got these silly little things that everyone knows are from these TV shows, she has to just sort of smile and laugh along with it.
Yeah. So here's the moment she walks down the stairs on Loose Women.
Thank you. I love you too, buddy. Are you guys really Loose Women?
Yeah.
Are you really Loose Women?
I'm not sure what she's thinking.
Yeah. Other highlights. Let's think about it. If you've sold 100 million albums and 100 million singles, making you one of the best-selling music artists of all time, what do you really want when you walk down them stairs on Loose Women? I'll tell you what you want.
Thank you. I love you too, buddy. Are you guys really really Loose Women?
Yeah. Well, listen, to welcome you to Loose Women, because we'd like you to become a Loose Woman and be one of us today, we've got you your own mug, Claire.
How thoughtful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's right, she gets her own mug with Loose Women written on it.
Lucky.
Oh, she'll be so pleased.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hannah.
Hi, Scott.
You all right? You cake decorator?
I am. Loving life.
Where are you?
I am in Slough, sat outside a popular craft shop.
Okay. A popular what shop?
Craft shop.
A craft shop, okay.
So have you just sneaked out for lunch or something?
Well, being cake decorators, we need to go and get some more glitter.
Oh, do you put glitter on it, do you?
Glitter on everything.
Do you know, one of my favourite new shows, well, it's not a new show, but I've only just got into it recently, really, is Cake Boss.
Yeah, it is great.
What's that?
It's just the most amazing cakes in the world, and they make them. There's this guy called Buddy, and it's on TLC, and it's just him and his people in his shop. I think they're kind of like worldwide now, and they just make the most incredible cakes. You've seen it, right?
Oh, I've watched it every day.
What's the best cake you've seen on there?
Oh my God. Well, the ones with like the massive structures, so like move. I think they made like a moving car.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
Chris, this is not like any cake. I mean, I know we've all seen
it. Sounds like a weak
it's
Great British Bake Off to me.
No, it's amazing. Someone made a Titanic cake once, which I thought was a little bit tasteless, but they did they did make it.
Hannah, what is the best cake you've made then? What's your showstopper? Go on, hit us with it.
Good question. My favourite ones are like Disney ones. I love to make them. But the most impressive... tough question. Probably the wedding cakes, boring as that is.
Yeah.
But they always look the best.
I bet you have to make loads of frozen ones, don't you?
So many frozen cakes.
Yeah, all the time. Does that get boring?
So boring. So sick of frozen. Everyone needs to get over it and
move
on.
Okay. Who do you normally pick on bangers?
I normally pick you, Scott.
Yes. Okay, let's see what happens today then.
Oh my gosh.
So I've got Usher for you.
Yeah.
OMG. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, pretty good choice.
No, that's all right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not heard a bit of Usher for a while since the Live Lounge, really.
It is good. Or the option I've got for you today is So Me.
She said, love you, boy, I love you so. Right, yeah. I do love this song.
This is a tune. Plan B, She Said. Bit of me, this.
Yeah. Haven't heard that one for ages.
Nor have I. But, you know, I just worry it's not actually your thing. Very blowy in Slough right now.
Isn't it? Very blowy.
Sorry,
blowing up
that.
A right gale.
Windows are up now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's much better.
Yep. Sorted.
Sorted. You've got to make a decision now, Hannah.
Right. Okay.
Everyone's like, everyone's going, Cake Boss is so yesterday, it's years old. Well, I've only just got into it. I think there are other cake programmes now that are probably more recent.
Great British.
Program. Yeah, many a cake programme.
Yeah, but Chris, you don't understand the scale of these cakes. It's ridiculous. They're just, Bake Off's is normal cakes. I'm talking about cakes the size of this room.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the bangers.
Anyway, it's a really tough one. I actually like them both. It doesn't usually happen. Oh, I really can't decide.
Gonna have to, I'm afraid.
Okay, I think, and I'm really sorry, Scott, but I'm gonna have to go with Chris.
Oh. Yes, Hannah. You cake boss.
You cake boss. Yes. I was not expecting that because you normally pick me, but okay then.
She said, I love you, boy, I love you so. She said, I love you, baby. Oh, oh.
BBC Radio 1. What's happening with Plan B then?
What is the plan? Like, is he coming back?
I'm just looking and it doesn't see any plans at all. Like, nothing at all.
I would love to know, because I was such a massive fan of his.
La, 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 la.
Also, that's a tune. There's quite a few people on saying it's not really a banger, though. I don't know. I think it's good.
No, he's not doing anything. Rubbish. You loved him so much.
I was obsessed with Plan B.
Obsessed.
Because he was part of a group of people that all emerged as, you know, like Plan B, Pro Green, Example.
All around the same time.
All around that time. It was awesome.
Overplayed, says John in Kent. I don't agree with that. I've not heard that for a while. Not a banger, says Jordan in Brighton.
It's just a different banger. For me, that's a more classy banger that I've whopped out.
It doesn't always have whopped out. It doesn't always have to be like... It can be something like that too. It's absolutely fine. One all then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've got that slight anxiety thing where you're about to run out of a series. You're about to watch the last one on Wetflix or any other... box set that you want to go for?
I've got exactly the same.
I'm getting anxiety about it. Does anyone else get this? Where it's like, okay, I've got one left. Now what am I going to do with my life?
But I'm hoping there's going to be loads more stuff that's come out in the time that it's taken me to watch series two of Narcos.
Oh, right. So you're on Narcos?
Yeah, we're nearly at the end.
Do you feel like you could actually speak Spanish now?
No, I think you do watch it
thinking, actually, I could do that.
I think when I'm watching it at the time, I try and understand it without looking at the subtitles.
You can't have your tea at the same time, though, can you?
No, it's a really frustrating situation.
Really have to watch. Otherwise, you're going to miss a whole chunk of that plot there in Spanish. So what's next?
Well, what's for you? What are you anxious about?
I'm on the last episode of The Night Of, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, but you've been telling me to watch that.
Yeah, the man that takes his dad's cab and it all goes wrong. But then tonight it's going to be the last one. And then what am I going to do with my life? And I've tried Stranger Things. It's not for me.
Apparently you've got to stick with that.
Because
everyone's saying it's amazing. I saw one episode of it and it was a bit meh.
I just don't... It's just not my thing, is it? Do you know what I mean?
I think it might be, though, if you stick with it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not very good at sticking with it. Look at me, I've got no patience.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hello, hi. I'm Jonathan Acko.
Hello, Jonathan. How can I help?
Well, I'm the student union president here at Loughborough Students' Union.
It's that time of year again. Loughborough, hi.
Hi. So, you might have heard about us. 3 years ago, we had a song that went a bit viral with help from you.
Yes.
Yeah, we know it well. I mean, I remember the first time we heard the original LSU Student Union song and we couldn't believe our ears.
Yeah, so we thought we'll do another one.
Okay.
Cool. Well, Scott, we were there at Loughborough on Friday, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we, at one point, because we actually forgot our copy of LSU to the sound of Naughty Boy, that was the original and best student campaign video, I think.
It was.
LSU.
Everyone remembers this. We used to play it a lot.
I mean, it's so old now that the only copy we had of this was on CD, and we've now moved on. So we ended up singing the LSU version to the students of Loughborough, but no one seemed to really know what was going on. But then I guess they're freshers, aren't they? They probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, I think I was still doing GCSEs at that time.
So you've got a new song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the aim of the song?
So this is a tradition that's been going around in Loughborough for at least 8 years now, to be fair. And it's just about the student union, the executive team, so the leaders of the student union, just showing what we have here for the students. And here at Loughborough, we like to make a joke of ourselves, to be fair. And
so it's like a big advert for what you can get involved with when you're a fresher.
Yeah, along your time here at LSU.
But I mean, I guess you've all been voted in to be the student union SAB team. Is that right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But then you spend a huge amount of time making these videos. It's like, right, we've been elected. First thing we can do is spend a month creating these videos.
Well, we actually are elected. We start our job in July. So you have all that time during summer to get things ready to write the song as well.
It's been a busy summer.
Yeah. And then throughout the whole year, we do lots of things. But I think engaging our students and letting them know that we're here for them is the main thing. And this is kind of the best way to do that, just to get ourselves out there.
So what song have you chosen?
So this year we thought, let's not do something recent, let's go back. Let's do something like a classic, a British classic. So we went back to when our freshers were only actually 1 year old,
oh God.
Believe it or not.
What, so this song came out when the freshers were one?
Yeah, some of them.
And what song?
It's Five Keep On Moving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Five keep on moving. That's the British classic that you've gone for.
And even better, five are coming down soon this year.
Of course
to,
they are.
Perform.
That's,
so we thought.
Do you know what? It's going to be a great year for five.
How many...
Covered by LSU, a booking for the Friday nights at Loughborough, no doubt.
How many of five are turning up? Because not all five show up these days. If you're lucky, you get three. I'm not even joking. You're expecting the whole five.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. You're the student union president. So far, what you've done with your presidency is spent all your time making a video and booked an unspecified number of the boy band five. Come on.
Come on.
It's all about the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's all about behind-the-scenes stuff.
Come on, Jonathan.
Wow.
Okay, Jonathan, I've got the video up here. Can we analyse it after this?
Yeah, no problem. The Scott
Mills Daily. Jonathan, the president of LSU, is on the line. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there, guys.
And we are now going to go through this year's LSU video, which we always look forward to every single year.
Yeah, it's become the hallmark of the year for us, to be fair.
I hope you've got a good one for us. Okay. Who gets to start the song?
Well, sadly, I do. I kick it off.
Oh, you're first?
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you think you're a much better singer in your head than actually in real life. I'm pretty sure they didn't use my best take, but
right.
It's online now.
Thing is, once it's with the producers, you have no control, and they probably didn't use your best take.
You know, with technology these days, you think they have auto-tune, but nope.
Yeah.
Well, my problem with Loughborough ones from the past is when you did the Naughty Boy one... that was awesome. But then every year after that, it's like they were trying too hard with it. But what I'm hoping is whoever produced those has now graduated.
Yeah.
So it'll be back to the basic production of the past.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Don't make it too fancy. Okay, I've skipped it to the first bit. Hang on.
So welcome to your chapter at Loughborough. You're probably here to get a degree.
But let me show you one student's union, because there's no place that you'd rather be.
Oh, it has gone back to basics. I like that. Okay, right, let's skip to the chorus.
Media, go on TV, recycle with free can E&E.
Enterprise and employability.
Right here at LSU.
Ah!
Because there's so much that you can do. We know that uni staff are playing with pride.
Jonathan, I have to say there are some timing and pitch issues there.
Yeah, we're not the vocally best exec team in the country.
The verse crashes into the chorus.
Oh, so it's supposed to be like a melody clash. It doesn't really work, but...
Right. It's just the crash that makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Right here at LSU, to LSU.
Just that bit. But there's nothing you can do now, is there?
There's nothing we can do now except for just take it.
No offence, Jonathan, I don't want them to be good. Let me skip to the next bit, if I may.
Here's our club to have a sick night out. It's Tuesday, hey, you and FND. Or have your say in a student forum. Be part of your union democracy.
So there, you've covered the union democracy, which you can be part of, but also you can use your club to have a sick night out.
You
can.
Use our club to have a sick night out.
Ooh. I'm not sure about the guy who's delivering that line. It doesn't sound like he's comfortable with it.
No.
It's funny you say that because he was the ex-chair of our stage society, so right. he'll love hearing that.
Has he ever had a sick night out?
He has many sick nights out.
Right. Use our club to have a sick night out.
It just doesn't sound
sick
like the
night
type
out.
From it. I'll love him.
But,
oh, no.
What's the crap with the rest of the song, then? Have you got any lines about condoms? That always seems to be on.
We don't actually have this year.
Oh.
Yeah,
that annoys me, because there's always a moment in the video, I remember with the original, where they start lobbing out free condoms, which you can get from VP Welfare.
You can, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, you know that song like the back of your hand.
Yeah. You do watch the video. We do put, like, random objects in nearly every scene, so have a look out for that.
Now, I want to get to the bit which I've just been told about, which is this next guy who really wants to be the best singer on the track and even gets a little bit of extra production. He gets a bit of echo. Now, who's this guy?
This Woods, he's our education officer. Okay. He co-wrote the song. He wrote most of it.
Oh, is that why he gets the extra echo?
Yeah, he gets the good bits.
OK, here we go. With student voice, we can make it OK. First in the Times Higher Education Survey.
Yes, he's got an echo.
I love the reverb.
I bet he's like, I co-wrote this, I want the reverb.
Well, he did the hard work of creating the song. He gets a highlight standpoint, doesn't he?
He's so serious with it. Do the full line again about the Times Education Survey.
With student voice, we can make it OK. First in the Times Higher Education Survey.
I love it. It is a good one.
It's a great line to keep on repeating, to be fair.
I think this is good.
Oh.
I think this could fly.
Oh.
Can we have the last chorus, please?
We know that you need stars, but play it with pride. LSU is always on your side.
You know the last bit of the chorus?
Yeah.
Can I have a little blast of that from you?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot.
Go on then, what's the last line?
Come on down to LSU, cause there's so much that you can do. We know that uni's tough, but play it with pride, cause LSU's always on your side.
No. Awesome.
Very good, Jonathan.
See, in my head, that was all right, but I'm going to hear it back and it's going to be awful, isn't
it? No.
Do I hear a bit of echo on that?
Yeah, I put a little bit of reverb, because I know you're jealous of the other guy.
Survey. I love the reverb.
What do people search for on YouTube to try and find it?
Just Love for Students Union Exec Song 2016.
Jonathan, it's really good to speak to you. Thank you for unveiling this year's efforts.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
All right, good to speak to you, Jonathan.
Love you. Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You'll never guess what. It's Charlie Sloth.
Oh! What's that, Mills? You sound how I feel.
It's just the freshest flu voice, mate.
Oh, mate, it's going up, isn't it? It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's up and down. It's like puberties again.
Mm. How do you avoid freshest flu, Charlie?
Multivitamins.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, and a very, very healthy diet.
Yeah, of course.
That's
obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
Strong immune system you've got there.
I've got to hand it to you. You sound better than me, mate.
Yeah, well, you know.
How's it been going?
It's been really well, thank you. Just show after show after show. In fact, tonight is my first night off in I don't know how long. And
what are you going to do with it? I bet you don't know what to do with yourself.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to get in my own bed. And I'm just going
to
chill.
Well, as opposed to whose bed?
The hotel bed.
Oh, the hotel. Sorry, yeah. What I've heard some people do to avoid the freshers flu, and this is terrible if true, is they don't go and have photos with anyone. They don't go down to the front. They don't go meet the freshers.
That's bad.
Because that way you can't catch the
sanitizer. You know what? Anytime I do pictures and I've got to shake 200 hands, I'm there with the hand sanitizer straight after.
What? Someone's there. Someone's like, you put a
my
hand
tour
out.
Manager. Yeah, he's got the sanitizer up, squeeze into the hand, fresh. Now, bacteria gone.
Anyone that's been to Charlie's gigs recently, don't say that offensively or personally. No, he's just trying to avoid the germs.
Yeah, obviously.
He's not saying that you smell.
No. Actually, last night, oh my God, last night, there was one person who smelt like death.
Right, where was this?
Where was I last night? Stoke. It was awful. It was really bad. And do you know what? Yeah, they gave me a cuddle, and I hate being rude. They gave me a cuddle, and I could smell them all night. It was that bad. It was pungent.
What was the smell?
I can't even. It was like salt and vinegar crisps that had been stored in a box for 100 years.
So it wasn't like
smelly socks.
It wasn't like a BO smell.
Yes, it was, but it was just super pungent. It was almost like they hadn't had a shower since last summer.
This is wonderful.
Wow. It was disgusting, and it was on my clothes.
So hello to you, Stoke-on-Trent.
Pungent. It was lovely meeting everyone last night, I'm sure.
It smelled like onions. It smelled like...
I know that smell.
Yeah, it's just...
It's almost like a barbecue smell.
Yeah, it's so pungent. It's like makes your eyes water.
Girl or boy?
Female.
But you do pride yourself on turning the place into a zoo.
Yes, I do, yes.
With animals.
Yes.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
You can now buy a candle that smells just like a freshly opened laptop in order to have that fresh laptop smell all year round.
What is the laptop smell?
What is a fresh laptop smell?
That's a bit quirky, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there's fresher smells about.
I don't think laptops smell of anything. Or is it just that's new smell, like you get in a car?
No, that's that new smell in a car is like leather, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Sometimes phones have a new smell, no, when you first open them up?
No.
When you first open that box, no?
It's the first thing you do when you get your phones, give it a
smell
sniff,
it.
Do you?
I like sniffing new things.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Mm. I always more than you do people at Stoke.
Yes. I like sniffing my food before I eat it. People always find that pretty weird. Does anyone else do that?
What's that?
What do you mean?
Smell your food before you eat it?
I would have thought you have time.
Rude. Very rude. But I always sniff my food before I eat it.
Boomf. Have you got a lot of new cars?
A lot of new cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Just to get that new car smell all the
fresh,
time.
Fresh car smell must be, yeah. Nice.
Or do you just get the Wajik trees to make it smell like
a
new car?
I've actually got 3 new cars this year. Yeah. Good ones.
Are they used though and someone just turned the clock back a bit?
No, obviously fresh off the forecourt. Fresh from the factory.
That's not allowed, obviously, but... anyway, is there a freshly opened laptop smell that you can now get in the form of a candle?
Well, you can get candles for all sorts of smells now. Anything, in fact, most smells are covered in a candle. What candles do you tend to go for, Charlie? What's the sweet smell of Charlie's house?
I'm not really a candle kind of guy.
Oh, come on, you must be. No, you must like some candles.
I used to be.
You say you're not.
I used to be. Once upon a time, I did used to be. I was very involved in the candle life. You know, that romantic lifestyle, candles around the bath, all the way up the stairs. Romantic. But obviously, man, ain't got time for that these days. Ain't nobody got time for that no more.
Okay. One of my favourite ever candle smells was courtesy of Nick Grimshaw.
What was it?
I went to see him at X Factor once. He's like, oh my God, I've got this new candle. It's sick.
That's a good impression. That is good.
Actually smells of dirt. And I'm like, who wants a candle that smells of dirt? It's sick. Who doesn't want a candle that smells of dirt?
What does dirt?
I'm obsessed.
What does dirt smell like? What kind of dirt are we talking about?
Just actual, like, earth dirt.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, the person that does my candles, it's sick. Seriously, I've ordered 5 more. The best. You're smelling... You want your house to smell of earth.
Mm. Yeah, but you make that sound like that's not a nice smell. It probably is quite a nice earthy smell.
Maybe that person in Stoke last night had Billy Ocean candles.
Okay, what do you mean? Do we want to know?
Billy Ocean candles.
No. What's going on?
Over your head, hoodie. Go on.
No, and over our heads, I think.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, is this real or no real? Laptop smelling candle?
I'm going to say no real for this one.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes. True. It's made of 100% soy wax and contains hints of mint, peach and basil and smells just like a new laptop.
I have never had a laptop that smells like mint, peach and basil in my life.
Nonsense. And next.
In his final few months as president, Barack Obama has successfully passed legislation to ban homework in the USA.
He does what he wants now because he's on his way out. And to be fair... That would be a nice gesture from him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and he's cool like that.
He is cool, isn't he?
He would make that happen.
No homework anymore, kids. Mm.
The thing is, I think he is really good like that, but also I think he would also see the power of the good in homework. So I think what he would actually do is pass legislation to not ban homework, but to maybe make it more fun or more engaging somehow than it traditionally has been. I don't know if he's the kind of person that would ban homework.
No, I can't see it. He's a father as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wants to be a good role model on that front. Yeah. Work hard.
Yeah, maybe they've increased the school hours and then you can go home and then you can do what you want.
Well, that would be a good idea.
That's not a bad idea,
That is a good idea, Scott. That is a great idea.
So is this real or not?
Imagine if you were Prime Minister, Scott, or... you can't be President, obviously, but imagine we could vote for you.
Would you vote for me?
We should do that.
Would we vote for him?
That's I'd vote for Millsy to be
what do you want,
Prime
me,
Minister.
Would you? Me or Theresa May? Who do you want?
Well, you both offer different things.
We do.
Yeah. I would go with Millsy all day.
I'm tempted to quiz you on certain viewpoints and things like that, but maybe now's not the time.
Probably not. Probably not.
Let's leave that for the election.
I don't think you want to hear some of my views.
The thing is, you traditionally sit on the fence as well, don't you?
That's only on air. He's very opinionated off it.
I am.
You are so opinionated.
Get out of here.
Some of the conversations we've had in the past, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Opinionated on the text, isn't he?
Very.
Real or no real, President Obama has successfully passed legislation to ban homework in the USA.
I'm going to say no real on this one. He's way too responsible for that.
No real on this one.
That one is no real.
Unfortunately, for American school kids everywhere, we made that up. However, a small but growing number of elementary schools are doing away with homework to allow kids more time to play, read, and sleep.
Good idea. Sweet. Sick. Good idea.
That's what I want. And next.
Going forward, if you share photos of cats on Facebook, your account will be blocked and shut down.
I like the use of going forward there.
Going forward.
Well, traditionally,
not now, but going forward.
Going forward. If you share photos of cats on Facebook,
going forward,
your account will be blocked and shut down.
Do you think this is true going forward?
You could make a sick house song out of that. We should do that. Let's make going a house song going forward.
Mm. Going forward. Mm,
mm. Going forward. Mm,
mm, mm. Going forward. Mm, 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 if you share...
No, sorry.
That worked, actually.
So...
Sick.
This is going to be really bad news for a lot of people who still put cats on Facebook, even in 2016.
Mm. Are you a cat guy?
Nah.
You're not into cats?
No. Not at all.
No?
They're selfish.
They are quite selfish, aren't they?
They only... Ooh, I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's only when they want something that they'll ever come and speak to you. Or see, not speak to you, they can't speak, but you know what
Purr
I mean?
Around your leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just generally be all flirty and that.
You don't have any pets, do you, Scott?
No.
You're not even entertaining the idea of goldfish as a pet or anything like that?
I used to have a goldfish, not
too
not
much
anymore.
Work, man. They don't give you anything back either.
The goldfish.
I think
dogs do if you've got time to look after
them. Yeah, they do. They do. But pets in terms of, like, fish... They don't do nothing.
I don't know if people have pet rabbits so much anymore.
Ho.
I think that is a bit ho, isn't it?
I was thinking about this the other day. And gerbils. Ho.
Oh, they used gerbils. To always be on.
Always on. When's the last time you heard about a gerbil? I'm sure they're still alive somewhere, but when was the last time you heard of someone that had a gerbil?
Mm. True that, actually.
Hey?
Yeah.
Or a guinea pig. Ho.
Whoa.
True.
Have you got any pets, Chris?
No. Same as Scott. You used to have goldfish.
I don't see the point of having fish, especially when you can get those new displays for your TV. Just buy one of them TVs, and you can have any fish you want in there.
But that's not...
Sick idea. You don't have to feed them.
Yeah,
don't have to change the tank. It looks exactly the same.
But Charlie, you can say about any pet just by watching David Attenborough.
No, but it's not true. I mean, like, what else do you do with the fish apart from look at them? With fish, it's totally different. You could just have the screen, and you could have a sick big screen. They're so cheap these days, them big screens. And just put one of them fish things on it.
Yeah.
And no one would ever know. People are like, oh, that's a lovely tank. Get it built into the wall. It looks sick.
If you're going to put pictures of cats on Facebook soon, your account's going to be blocked. Is this true? I can see people... I mean, I'm over it. I was over it 2 years ago.
I
remember when Radio 1 used to put a picture of cats on Twitter all the time just to get more likes.
Radio 1 did that?
A long time ago.
Went through a small phase of trying that.
Oh, a long time ago, you know. It did happen.
I had the greatest punchline for this, but I'd never get away with it on Radio 1.
Okay, I think I know where this is going, so just answer. Real or no real?
Everyone's looking worried.
Yeah! Oh, gosh! I'm going to say real. I'd love this to be real. This would be so good. I hate pictures of cats and dogs. It's just like, leave it, cuz.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Well, it's kind of true. Well, that's what happened to Indian technology blogger Varun Kanish after... No, that's wrong. Varun Krishnan, after sharing a picture of a cat in a business suit, his entire Facebook account was blocked in a matter of seconds on all of his devices. So, poor Varun's Facebook profile all gone. Facebook asked for an explanation. None was given. However, Varun's account has now been unblocked. Some cat conspiracy. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20. Charlie, you also got 20.
That's so rubbish.
A draw.
That's rubbish. I believe last week Britney was on the show.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did she mention me?
No.
Oh, she didn't say
anything. She on your show anytime soon?
No.
She did a wicked Wakefield accent, though, which
she
could play next time you do a gig in Wakefield, which won't be far away.
Mm.
She did, you know, Scream and Shout, where she's like, all the boys in the club, they're watching us. She did it in a Wakefield accent.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Britney! Yes, you nailed Wakefield.
No, that was bad.
Not as bad as when she tried to do Scottish.
See the boys in the club.
Whoa.
It's a Scottish accent.
Whoa!
Boys in the club. That's great. They're terrible.
She knew it was terrible.
She didn't talk about me off air?
No, not at all.
She didn't mention anything.
What's on your show today? On One Extra at 4.
Did she mention the fact that she was DMing me?
to DMing you? Yeah. As if she slid into your DMs.
She actually was sliding into my DMs. I'm not even joking.
Wheel him out.
Brittany was sliding into my DMs. She was in my DMs. My I've got a phone number. I'm calling live on air.
But in my heart, I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's it. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.